The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis.
Yes, sir. Are you on flight 121?
Yeah, that's right. I just got here. Here's my ticket.
All right. Mr. Grant, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm afraid we don't have much choice of seat selection tonight, Mr. Grant. Would you like a smoking or non-smoking area?
Smoking.
All right, here you go. It's an aisle seat 58C. There's your ticket and boarding pass. You can board right away, sir, through that exit.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry to be late.
Hi.
Hello.
Your ticket holder, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. All right, 58 is in the coach section toward the rear of the plane.
You're right.
Do you want me to hang your coat up?
No, I... Oh, my gosh, I've got to get off.
Get off?
My briefcase. I left it somewhere. In the restaurant. I was having a drink in the cocktail lounge of the airport restaurant.
Sir, we're almost ready to take off.
I've got to go back for it. I'll be right back.
But, sir...
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. The plane. Now, where the devil was that cocktail lounge? Oh, yeah. Excuse me, bartender.
Yes?
Oh, yes, sir. Forget something?
Yeah, my briefcase. I had it here on the bar with me. I left it here by accident. I've got to catch my plane.
Gee, I don't remember seeing a briefcase.
Well, I know I left it here. I had it with me. And I went directly from here right to the boarding gate.
Hmm. Well, wait a minute. I'll go ask the cocktail waitress.
Maybe she's seen it. I'll be right back.
Well, hurry up, will you? This is great. What a stupid thing to pull. Stupid. I wonder if someone took it. Oh, that's all I need. If I miss this plane, Laura will jump down my throat. Oh, I can just hear it.
Never think of anyone but yourself, Owen Grant.
Say, bartender. Oh, boy, here he comes.
Sorry, sir. Julie said she hasn't seen a briefcase all evening.
Well, if she'd been looking, she'd seen mine. I had it right here beside me every minute I was in here.
Well, why don't you leave your card, and if it turns up, we can call you and let you know.
I don't know what else to do. Okay, here.
Okay. Sure, sorry about that, sir.
Oh, listen. That's probably my plane.
What flight was it?
121. It was boarding at gate C.
Come on over by the windows. You can see from here.
Yeah. Blast the luck. Well, there it goes.
Gee, I'm terribly sorry. I'll tell you what. Why don't you sit down and I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah. Well, I might as well. This is right in line with my usual luck. Bad.
A middle-aged businessman, alone on a stool at an airport bar, staring into his drink, and considering the latest in a long series of bad hands dealt him by that old card-sharp fate. For Owen Grant has become accustomed to missing opportunities, and in case he might ever be inclined to forget his inability to succeed, he receives frequent reminders from his sales manager at the office and his wife at home. But tonight, fate has one more card to deal to Owen Grant. Now, how will he play it? Will he seize the opportunity that's coming to him out of the blue? Or will he let it slip through his fingers like all the other opportunities he's had? In a minute, we'll return as Crisis presents Phil Harper in a suspenseful tale titled And Presumed Dead. Forty-five minutes have gone by. There are few more departures or arrivals at the small city airport, and the business in the cocktail lounge is sparse. Owen Grant is midway through his second drink.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. I'm not going anywhere.
Mike, I was just out in the airport lobby. Guess what's happened?
I don't know. What?
You know Flight 121?
Just a kid.
That left here about an hour ago?
Yeah?
It's crashed.
Where? How'd you find out?
Well, it's on the radio.
Oh, no kidding.
That's a fact. And they don't think anybody's lived through it.
Oh, God.
Hey, wasn't that guy supposed to be on 121?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Holy smoke. Julie, go out and see if you can find out any more about it.
Okay. Mike, you going to tell him?
Sure. Sure, I'm going to tell him. Mr. Grant?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes,
Mr. Grant?
Yeah.
Were you traveling alone on that plane tonight?
What? On that plane I didn't get on? Yeah, I was traveling alone. Why?
Well, I just got the word.
What kind of word?
It's down. It crashed.
You're kidding.
Julie, a cocktail waitress, just told me, and she heard it out in the lobby.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what she heard.
Well, I was supposed to be on that plane.
Yeah, man, talk about luck.
I was supposed to be on that plane.
Yeah, I know it, and you would have been if you hadn't come back in here looking for your briefcase. Somebody up there must like you.
Man, let me think about this a minute.
Yeah, you know, you look like you could stand another drink.
Yeah, maybe I could.
Same thing?
Make it a double.
You know, you read about things like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you never think they'll ever happen to you.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, here you go. On the house.
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mike.
Yeah? I'll be right back. Yeah, find out anything else?
It's on all the radio stations. The plane blew up over some little town in Pennsylvania.
Nobody lived through it?
You're kidding.
You know, technically, that guy ought to be dead.
Well, the airline thinks he's dead, probably.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, they put out the passenger list. His name's going to be on it. Remember? He was checked through the boarding gate, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he went aboard. And then he turned around at the last minute and came off to find his briefcase.
Say, yeah.
Mike, do you realize you and I are the only two people in the world who know this guy's alive? Have another one, Mr. Grant?
Oh, no. I better quit while I'm ahead.
Mr. Grant, you said you were traveling by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So, I mean, you didn't know anybody on the plane?
Not a soul. Jeez. Cute little stewardess. All those people.
Did you have a, you know, like a premonition or anything?
How do you mean?
Well, you know. Did you have a feeling that you ought to get off the plane?
No. Yeah, I just remember I didn't have my briefcase with me. If I'd taken that briefcase with me, I'd be... Wow.
Mike, get him a fresh drink.
No. Really, that's okay.
Hey, I'm buying. You wouldn't insult a lady now, would you?
No, not if you put it that way.
Good. Go ahead, Mike.
Coming right up.
What's your first name?
Huh? Oh, me? Owen.
Owen. Hi, Owen.
Hi.
Mine's Julie.
Yeah. I heard Mike call you that. Are you and he,
Mike? No. I just work here. Hey, Owen. What do you do?
Me? I sell.
Sell what?
Business forms.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like doing that?
It's okay. It's a living.
You have to travel a lot, I'll bet.
Yeah. I'm on the road about 3 days a week.
Kind of rough on the home life, I'll bet.
What home life?
Oh, you're not married.
Oh, no, I'm married.
Oh, like that, huh?
No, it's all right. When I'm away, it's great. It's just when I come home that... Oh, no, holy cow.
Well, what's the matter?
I just remembered I haven't called Laura.
So?
My wife. She's thinking I was on Flight 121. She's going to think I'm dead. She's going to kill me.
Well, not if you're already dead.
Huh?
Think a minute.
Hey, I gotta call her.
Owen, sit down.
Here you go.
Hey, listen, I got to get to a phone right
away. Hey, will you relax a minute? Come on, sit. Now, have a drink. Go on, take a drink. What's her name? Laura?
Yeah.
Real nothing, huh?
No, she's all right. It's me that's a big nothing. Like she and her mother always says, she married beneath her.
What's that mean? It
means I'm a slob. What else?
Who says?
Laura says. Mother Moore says.
My Laura could have had her pick of the best blood in her school.
That's your mother-in-law?
Yeah, Mother Morse. Mother Morse with a face like a horse.
Wait, then, why go back?
Huh?
Why go back?
No, I gotta go phone her and tell her I'm still alive.
Oh, and listen. Hey, he's right. Why go back?
What are you talking about?
Man, do you realize what some people can give for the chance you've got? You've got a chance to start all over again, fresh.
But you're not happy being Owen Grant. Well, now you can be somebody else. Don't you see?
I can't do that.
Yes, you can. In fact, listen. Oh, man, listen to me. Do you know what I'd do if I was in your shoes right now?
What?
I'd take myself on the darndest spending spree in history. Let me see your credit cards.
Huh?
Come on.
Well, okay. Here.
All right, look. American Express, Carte Blanche, Ambassador Charge, Bank of America Card. Why, man, you've got a fortune here. Do you know what you could do?
Oh, what?
You could go out and you could charge anything. Clothes, cameras.
Diamonds. You could charge jewelry, furs.
Listen, what are we talking about? You could write the biggest damn check you ever wrote. You got the greatest identification in the world.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's going to pay for all this stuff?
But that's it. Don't you understand? Nobody pays.
That's right. Nobody pays.
Nobody. It's all on my name.
Owen, don't you see? You're dead.
Yeah, but if I'm dead, how can I charge all this stuff?
I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to get out of here fast. Get downtown. I tell you what. There's a 24-hour bank branch in the airport waiting room. You go out there and write a check for cash. Show them your ID and your credit cards. They'll cash anything up to $1,000.
They will.
But you got to do it fast before they put out the list of names.
What list?
The fatalities.
You know, the plane crash victims.
Oh.
And then you go downtown. Let's see. Yeah. You could still make it. The stores are still open. Go hit the stores. Buy anything you want. Charge. Charge, man. Charge.
No, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. That's all well and good for tonight. But what about tomorrow? And the next day? And next week? What do I do then?
Well, you start all over again. Owen Grant is dead. You get a clean slate.
And you could be whoever you want to be.
Owen, do you believe in fate?
I don't know.
Well, maybe this thing that's happened is fate. Hey, believe me, if something like this happened to me, I'd grab at the chance.
You would?
To start all over again? No past, no bills, no creditors? Oh, brother, you bet I would.
Yeah, all right. Why not? Why not? I don't know who I'm going to be tomorrow, but whoever it is, it's got to be someone better than Owen Grant.
It's nearly 8 o'clock now, and being Friday night, the stores are still open. There is still 1 hour for Owen Grant to embark on his terminal spending spree, the final earthly act of that individual named Owen Grant, before the name and the credit cards in that name must be retired forever. Unfortunately, however, Owen is rapidly losing his ability to navigate on his own power.
Now listen, Owen. Listen. You okay?
I'm okay.
Now look, we've only got about an hour before the stores close. Now you've got to go out to the bank branch of the waiting room and get a check cashed. Do you understand that?
Sure.
Now meanwhile, Julie's going to take your Bank America card and your Master Charge. And I'll take your Carte Blanche and your American Express card, and we're going to go downtown for you. You have that?
Yeah, that's fine. I trust you.
Otherwise, you'd never be able to get around and buy enough stuff before 9 o'clock, see?
We're just doing this because we like you, Owen.
Yeah, I like you too, Julie.
Now, when you get your money at the bank, you are going to split it with us, right?
I mean, we don't expect much, honey, but it was our idea, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
And then you buy your ticket to the coast, and you're all set.
I'm all set.
And we'll all meet back here at 10 o'clock. You got it?
I got it. And listen. Mike and Julie.
Yeah?
Come here now and listen. I don't know what I'd do without friends like you. You know what I mean?
We're only too glad to help, Owen.
Sure. Now let's head out to the waiting room and we'll go to the bank with you. And when you get the cash, we'll take our share and we'll pick out the most expensive stuff we can find.
And don't buy any motorcycles.
Motorcycles?
Ah. I drove off a motorcycle once and I got all banged up.
No, we won't buy any motorcycles. Now, come on, Owen. Can you walk okay?
Well, of course I can walk okay.
Now, you know what you're going to tell the bank teller.
You're going to show her your bank card and hand her this check you wrote, okay? Mm-hmm. And there won't be any questions asked.
Well, yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'll take your arm.
Listen, I really appreciate everything you've done for me.
Okay, here's the waiting room. See? There's the airport branch of the bank right over there.
Yeah, I can see it.
And just think, Owen, tomorrow morning you'll wake up in San Francisco with a whole new life in front of you.
Yeah, Julie, you're all clear on the... All right, where will we meet?
Yeah, I know. Well, looks like you're the only customer at the bank, Owen.
Mr. Grant!
Huh?
Who's that?
Oh, no. What now?
Mr. Grant? Hi. Remember me, sir? You are Mr. Owen Grant, who held a seat on flight 121.
Who wants to know?
Well, I'm the ticket agent, sir. At the boarding gate. Remember? Mr. Grant, you are the luckiest man alive. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, why? What do you want?
Well, I saw you run back off the plane just before it took off. I didn't know why, but now I do. You were looking for your briefcase, right? Well, here it is.
My briefcase. Well, you found it. Where was it?
Well, you must have left it leaning against the counter out at the boarding gate when you checked in with me.
At the boarding gate?
Right.
How did you know it was mine?
Well, I took the liberty of looking inside, and it had your name and home address and phone number, and it was on some business cards. Anyway, Mr. Grant, you'll be glad to know we spared your wife any worry about you.
Oh. What do you mean?
Well, I called you home in New Jersey to tell your wife you missed Flight 121, and you'd lost your briefcase, but that Wood found it. So I'm sure she wasn't worried when she heard the news about the crash.
Oh. Well, that's good. That she wasn't worried.
In fact, when I told her you'd missed your flight and lost your briefcase, she called you a... she called you a bird brain. Some sense of humor, huh, Mr. Grant? Well, here's your briefcase, sir, and hang on to it now, will you? And here's hoping your luck holds.
What is it like to be dead and then return to life? Well, if you ask that of Owen Grant, you may not find him too grateful that fate decreed he resume his life where it might have left off. I'll be back with a scene from our next program and the names of tonight's players. Tonight, Crisis, brought you And Presumed Dead, featuring Phil Harper as Owen Grant, Pat French as Julie, Mark Wayne as the bartender, John Amendola as the ticket man, with Rosemary Rohrabach as the stewardess. Script and direction by yours truly, Jim French, who invites you to join us next week at this same time when the Golden West Radio Network again brings you Crisis.